This holiday, wrap affection with a gift that everyone loves, gift cards. Giftcards.com makes it easy to make the thought and the gift count with over 350 brands to choose from. Gift from top brands like Sephora, Nordstrom, DoorDash, and more. New this year is the Giftcards.com gift card, which gives your giftee access to choose from almost anything at Giftcards.com with no purchase fees, no expiration, and instant delivery. It's the gift of so many possibilities. Visit giftcards.com today. See giftcards.com for terms and conditions.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Bilingual food packaging seems to be one of the things that the government parties can agree on at the moment in the run-up to the election, including the Irish language basically on food products. And it's been a key promise on most parties' manifestos. This is the result of the work of 28-year-old Keane Ward. He's from Cavan and he thought about this when he was living abroad in Canada. So should introducing bilingual food packaging be a government priority? Gillian the Spawn from Conor na Gaeilge is with us on the line today. I can only assume, Gillian, you think it's a good thing.
I think it'd be a great thing. It's not an abnormal thing either. If you go to any bilingual country, say for Canada, for example, you find that the bilingual advertising or bilingual packaging is to be seen all over the place. And really, I suppose the thing is just it raises the awareness of the language, gives more status to the language, and then I suppose kids that are learning the language would see it more often. And I think it'd be a very positive thing that we could do. And we're talking about doing something that wouldn't cost anything else. You know, you're putting on the packaging that's going to be on the product already. So why not have some Irish on it as well to help promote the language?
Would it not cost anything additional?
Well, no, I mean, it's all down to processes and making sure that it takes part in the process of actually designing the packaging. So, for example, if you see lately, haven't we had all the new bottles have the symbol on them for the recycle now? So we have those all in the 26 counties, you know, and it's great that we have that and that system's up and running, and some people have problems, some people don't. But, you know, there we see where something's been added to a packaging. Why couldn't we add Irish also to packaging as well into the future? And one other thing, I suppose, one very positive that we've seen over the last while as well is the public bodies now, when they're advertising, they do 1 in 5 ads in Irish. And I think everybody would say that they've actually seen the language more and they hear the language more, and that helps to normalise the language. And people who use language at home, like I have 4 kids at home, they're very, you know, they love seeing and hearing these ads now because it just feels that more normal to them than, you know, that they're speaking Irish at home, that they see Irish in their life, in general life, when they live in Dublin, you know. So it's not every day that you might hear the language from other people, but you know, they get it in school, but then when they're outside of school, you know, obviously then they, you know, see it and hear it more now, which is great. And that costs nothing extra, essentially, because, I mean, it's 1 in 5 of the ads that they're going to advertise anyway.
So it's not necessarily about, well, to some degree, maybe promoting the language, but maybe a little bit more so about just normalising it.
Yeah, that's it. I think it is. And normalising the concept that we're in a bilingual country, you know, actually we're probably multilingual country at this stage, but, you know, that Irish would be included as, you know, first official language in the constitution. But that's just to make sure that it's seen more, it's heard more, and that, you know, people who are young people especially who are learning the language would help, I suppose, identify more with the language the more they see it.
Sarah Furno is the co-owner of Cashel Farmhouse Cheese. She's with me on the line as well, Julian. Stay with us. How feasible is this, Sarah, for your business?
If you're designing a new label for a new product, absolutely, it doesn't add additional cost. If you're introducing Irish language to an existing label, it does add in considerable cost because it would need to be phased in. You need to redesign, re-origination, and that's going to come in at, you know, close to €2,000 per label, which is actually a lot of money.
Sorry, per label?
Yeah, per label, yeah. Now, that obviously, a lot of small producers may have to buy like maybe 2 years worth of stock of labels at a time. There'd be a difference maybe of 50% less cost by ordering maybe 4,000 labels rather than 2,000 labels at a time. So I love the idea of seeing the word Im, agus aron, agus coish on our labels, but I don't want it, and I know that was never Cian's intention, to impact on the diversity and yet another layer of compliance for smaller businesses who are really stretched. And I would say, like Canada, where Cian did his research, is actually a food environment where there's very few small food producers there. It's very industrial food production there.
So, sorry, just the €2,000. You don't mean per? Do you mean just that would be the cost of the redesign?
Redesign and origination somewhere in that region. Yeah.
But then once you've paid that outlay, I'm not saying that it's not extortionate, by the way, but once you pay the outlay once for the one-off new label at €2,000, is that it done? Then is it?
That's it done. And you know, while that would be okay for like, you know, a label that you have a lot of movement on, or when you're designing a new label, absolutely. So it's how legislation like that was brought into play, that it was brought into play sensitively. So if you're launching a new product, if you're launching new packaging because you're doing a brand redesign, yeah, it's not a problem at that point in time. But to purely introduce the word koish, for example, in our case, at this stage would be really, really expensive into our front labels.
And then, and just to clarify, and maybe you know more about this, Sarah, than I do. So is it how much of the labelling will have to be translated to Irish? Is it all of it? Is it the ingredients or is it just the name?
I don't know. I don't know if they've gone into the detail of that yet, Andrea.
Do you know that, Julian?
No, I think if I find what most of the parties are saying, and from what I can gather, is that they're, you know, would trial it, pilot it, and then see where they'll go from there. I mean, if you look at Tato, for example, already include Irish on the packaging. I'm trying to think of which sausages now. I know there's Ishbini and Potoga and Fullon, and there's a number of groups that already do. So, you know, it's more a case of bringing Irish in gradually rather than, as you're saying there, overnight saying, oh, everybody has to do it now. You know, it's trying to transition it in rather than upsetting. And I understand that would be, you know, that you've got to take cost factor into account. But that if you do this on a gradual basis, then obviously it would be much more, you know, feasible to go ahead with this project.
Olive is on the line. Olive, I believe you're a former primary school teacher. Would this in any way help to promote the Irish language?
Andrea, listen, it's like the covers for the mobile phones for the children in secondary school. It's the greatest rubbish I ever heard. I'm looking here at my fridge and some of the items are from Lidl, some of them are from other countries. How do you translate them into Irish? I'm looking at a bar of Tiffin chocolate. What's the Irish for Tiffin? There's no Irish for it. I'm looking at my extra virgin olive oil, Frank Tioia. I buy it regularly. It's a very good virgin olive oil. It's great for salads and that kind of thing as well.
Yeah.
There's no Irish for it. This is more wastage of money. And the gentleman there a minute ago was saying it would be great to have Im on the butter and it would be great to have Banya on the milk. Every child in junior infants knows that Im is butter and that Banya is milk, but they still can't talk the Irish language. And the reason they can't talk the Irish language is because Norma Foley and previous ministers don't listen to the teachers as regards how this Irish programme could be changed. I remember when I was in the council, I used to give these free Irish classes down in one of the youth centres below, and the kids came in with long faces. And then it struck me, let them talk about whatever they wanted to talk about. Let them talk about the date they had last night or whatever.
Yeah.
And they could speak half Irish and half English. And I didn't mind if it was three quarters English. And the Irish words, which they had in their minds, gradually crept into it. And because of doing what they like. Now, if you look at they gradually began to pick it up. Now, if you look at the primary school books, secondary ones would be the same. When I was there, since I retired, and I'm sure it hasn't changed, fourth class, fifth class and sixth class, you're there drumming in Irish verbs. The mo canílach, the gná cáite. There should be only the three tenses in primary school. Now, every primary school teacher knows this and the secondary teachers know it as well. And if Norma Foley would talk to the teachers as regards how the speaking of the Irish language could be improved.
Mm. You think that might be a better idea? Okay.
Yeah, they're bringing in these ridiculous. I have another
text here from a listener, Olive, who says this listener says, I am a primary teacher and I do not agree with Olive, the former primary teacher that's currently on air. I think every little bit helps and every bit of positive reinforcement can only be a good thing.
But she doesn't realise that she'll be paying for it at the end of the day, or her children. You see, a lot of these things, it's like the covers for the phones, and I spoke to a number of secondary school teachers about that. They thought it was absolutely laughable. And this is as well. Like I said, every small child knows that im is butter. But when you look at a lot of the products that we have now, there's no Irish for them. When I go into a shop and I like Maxwell House coffee, for instance. What's the Irish for Maxwell House?
I can't tell you that anyway. My Irish isn't great.
I know what the Irish for coffee is. Do you know what it is there? It's a pure waste of money. And I tell you, subsequent governments, they get away with a lot. Because when they brought out this thing about the covers of the phones...
Just to say on this proposal, it's actually not just the current government parties. Parties too, also very much in favour of introduce. Let me bring in Brenda on for a moment, Olive. You've been listening to Olive there, Brenda. Do you think it's a good acknowledgement of the Irish language?
Well, thankfully, the attitude of that ex-teacher there is that it's getting thinner and thinner on the ground. Because I would most definitely be in favour of this. Look, Andrea, there's a wave of interest and a genuine love for the language and a desire to speak the cupola focal and more, if nothing else. And it would be help in acknowledging that and encouraging this very positive movement towards the language and walking away from the shame and the baggage that we just experienced from the previous teacher there. I'm an ex-teacher myself.
So are you?
I had great fun with the language. And I mean, the language is on a par with any other language in Brussels. You can do your business in Brussels through the Irish language. It's such a beautiful, it's one of the richest languages that we have in Europe.
But
in
I suppose maybe what she means about the number speaking it here, but you think we should have...
But I'm not surprised she had no success when she was talking about drumming the grammar into people. You don't drum anything. And
I know, well, to be fair, Olive is still with us.
This would not be drumming things. This would be just labelling it out there.
No, that is not going to teach them the language. That is not going to teach them the language. Look at the way they do it in Scandinavia. They put on the television programmes, the subtitles underneath are in English, and the Scandinavian children can speak English as well as their own language. We can all
listen to that for any longer, you turn me against the language myself, and it's my first language, and I love the language.
Just a moment, Olive, to hear Brendan's point.
Cuircle Córais are starting up all over the country, even in yacht clubs in Dublin. I have people coming to me that are in a yacht club in Dublin and they don't even speak Hiberno English. And they have a kind of a posh English. And there's a madness and a real genuine love for the language now. And you've got pop-up Gaelics all over the place. We are walking away, thankfully, from the baggage that's been associated with the language for my generation and the previous generation and from that previous ex-teacher there. It's a beautiful language. And to acknowledge the movement by the youth that have a love for it all over the country, outside the Gaeltacht, within the Gaeltacht, I think this would be a fantastic thing.
Now, listener here says 100% Olive is absolutely spot on. It was taught disgracefully to my daughters while in secondary school with regards to the Irish novels and poems, all so depressing the issues, so why would they want to learn it, says this listener. Another texter says, I am a primary school teacher myself and I think this is a superb idea. Absolutely, we should have Irish labelling on products. Have we Connor with us on the line? Connor Sweeney is the founder of Day Ice Cream. Is Connor there? We got Connor. We'll try and get Connor back in a moment. I don't know if you might have the answer to this, Sarah, but somebody, the text from somebody wondering about products that you might export. Like if you're exporting your Cashel Blue cheese, well, like would that have to have the Irish label on it?
Yeah, it was interesting. Like when I, that's exactly what I stepped back and thought about. How do you manage all these languages on a label? So yes, we do export. So a really good example is working in Belgium, where you have to have French and Dutch on the language on the label as well. In that case, under EU legislation, it's fine just to have it on the reverse label. So this is really interesting from a language point of view, because if we're talking about our children, about bringing language to life, I speak different languages, I embrace language and living language. But actually, in reality, at the moment, on the export market in different languages, it's on the back label, the technical label, where you put the dual language, whereas on the top label, on the front label, the beauty label, it's in our case, it's just in English.
Just in English. But so there, yeah. So, and but I suppose if it was a thing that you were given a certain period of time to introduce a label like this, it's something you could plan for. But there's no question about it, there's a cost to business.
100% you could plan for it. And, you know, as I said, new products coming on the market, so you build it into your design at that point in time. And there's like a practicality. You can't fit everything in, you know. But I think the real reason for this is to bring language to life, to bring it into our homes. And we can debate that at length. But the more we see of a language living in our everyday lives, yes, absolutely, it makes it real.
Yeah. Just one second.
It's a gradual process.
Yeah, I've Connor with us. Connor Sweeney is the founder of Day Ice Cream. Connor, I believe your own packaging is all, it's already in Irish.
Hi, Andrew. Thanks for having me. Mm. Yeah, we have both dual English and Irish on all our packaging.
And why did you decide to do that, Connor?
Our brand has been based around Irish language from the start. It was originally called after the name of a river, which flows through Clorgan County, Kerry, the Leon River. My granny is an Irish teacher, was a Gaelgore her whole life. My fiance is a Gaelgore. So it's something of pride. You should be able to at least speak couple of folk in your own language. And I think we took great influence off French Canadians. They have French Canadian on all their packaging. So I thought, why not we do it in Ireland? So we put Gaelga and Fairlong across all our language,
so
all our packaging.
You're ahead of the times, Connor.
We tried to be.
Yeah, no. Well, obviously, in terms of having you know, this already on your labels, and so there isn't really going to be a cost as such to you guys because you're already doing it.
Correct, but it's also very well funded as is. There's lots of grants out there. We are based in Dublin and we work closely with Balliol Cliath Le Gaeilge, and they work with Conrad na Gaeilge and DCC, who give you support funding on translators or any sort of packaging. You can also get some over in the Gaeltacht area over in Connacht, which is run by Fórs na Gaeilge. You have 50% off in your funding. And I just think it's really important to have. We already have it on all our signage. Okay, maybe people don't understand it, but it's a point of pride. It's our national language, whether it's used as much as it should be. And, you know, as the saying goes, as far as Gaeilge have reached and as Berlach Dishta, broken Irish is better than smart English. Mm. And sort of pride. We should be having it everywhere.
Yeah. So in terms of trying to facilitate something like this, how much, and I'm just having a quick look here online at your own products at Day Ice Cream, but, you know, how much of your label is dedicated to Irish? Is it the nutritional value and details like that, or is it just the brand logo or name at the front?
So simply, whatever the flavour is, we translate the flavour. When it comes to packaging, there is a lot of legal requirements that we do have to tick off, even down to the font size. So we wouldn't be able to put a direct translation of every single thing we have in English in Irish. That just won't work. But there is areas you could put in Irish which don't affect those laws, such as the whatever the flavour is or your brand name. It can be altered that way. Like on our packaging, we'll say Love and Gaeilge, or if we have a chocolate cookie, be brisco with chocolate, you know, all these little things we can improve upon.
Mm. Okay, so you think overall this is a good move? Good thing to have agreement.
Awesome. And also we can switch our website over from either English or Irish, depending on how you want to look at it. I see that coming more and more into play with a lot of companies as well. So the more we have, the better, I think.
Okay. Listener asks, isn't nearly everything imported? Well, no, not everything is imported. I'm sure food producers in the island have something to say about that. So are we going to expect all countries exporting to Ireland we're going to have to do this? And then do we all have to pay more as consumers for the products, asks this listener. Texter tells me bilingual labelling will cost a fortune. Bigger labels plus new equipment for those bigger labels to start with. Huge waste of ink and energy. Plus, what about the imported products? I think it's a nonsense idea. Another listener, I love Irish. My kids go to the Gaelscoil. It's so difficult to find the space to do both Irish and English on the back of the pack. So there would also need to be a grant to help small food producers, as there would be a cost issue, and Connor obviously had a point to make about that. Listener tells me they lived in Canada for a year back in 1992, and the semi-skimmed milk is actually, yeah, the on the labelling, it's in French even since then, back in 1992. Listener tells me they run a small business and the constant increase in regulations and costs on small business shows a total ignorance of how tight businesses are currently operating under. It's only those people who don't have to pay for these extra regulations that want to damage all of the small businesses in Ireland. Just please stop, says this listener. So it's 1400 106. That is the WhatsApp number. A lot of people very exercised about this today, but I would think overall, at a quick glance from the messages, vast majority of people seem to be split on the idea of bilingual labelling on food products. That's Sarah Furno from Cashel Farmhouse Cheese. Also too with us, Julian Despond from Conran na Gaeilge. Brendan, Olive, thanks for your time. And as well, Connor Sweeney from Day Ice Creams.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
This holiday, wrap affection with a gift that everyone loves. Gift cards. Giftcards.com makes it easy to make the thought and the gift count with over 350 brands to choose from. Gift from top brands like Sephora, Nordstrom, DoorDash, and more. New this year is the Giftcards.com gift card, which gives your giftee access to choose from almost anything at Giftcards.com with no purchase fees, no expiration, and instant delivery. It's the gift of so many possibilities. Visit giftcards.com today. See giftcards.com for terms and conditions.